We've got a wonderful, lovely couple about to come up here. And can y'all hear me on this one? Okay. Let's see. I'm going to bring these down slightly. Cecilia Nguyen and John Stauber met by chance when John visited Vietnam more than 9 years ago. There they fell in love, married, and lived there, and they moved to Viroqua in 2019. I look forward to y'all hearing about their beautiful time and their travels and everything they've been through. I want to welcome up the stage, Cecilia and John. Come on up here.
Our story is started in 2017, my first time visit U.S. ever. For me, it's like to check it out. Is actually this guy live in Wisconsin or not before I move it here? Landed in San Francisco, and then we rent a car and took a road trip for 2 months from San Francisco and then up to Michigan and come back to San Francisco again. And I think things start from right there. So on the day we get everything ready to get to the airport, to get on the flight to go home. There's a place in San Francisco, and everyone come to San Francisco. I think everyone want to come and visit.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, and then at the Golden Gate Bridge, it's like we stop there for 45 minutes. And then it's so beautiful, it's so satisfied because I've been always want to go there. And we back to our car, and then thing happened.
So it's getting late, we're at the Golden Gate Bridge, and if you know San Francisco, it gets chilly, it gets foggy, and the Golden Gate Bridge is in a fairly wild area. And we're walking back to our Presidio parking lot, and we can see there's something seriously wrong with our car, like it has no driver's side window. So we get up to the car, and oh my God, there's glass everywhere. And worst of all, our two backpacks that were stashed in the front seat because the trunk of this little Mazda 3 was filled with our luggage are gone. No one else is in the parking lot. You can hear coyotes howling. And we've got to catch an international flight soon.
And it sucks. I think, you know, it's like been 2 months around U.S. It's so beautiful. The weather was nice, people friendly. And my first time ever in U.S. So it sucks. So, and then, you know, but luckily my passport is here, so we're still good to go to the airport and go home. Even that two-pack bag is like all of our electric things. We take it home, like Mac, iPad, and important thing, that is my immigration paper, everything in there. So John called the police, and then he came and do some report, like usually, but doesn't help much. And so I'm surprised. And also, we called the car insurance. Car rental, right? We're hoping it's like they can send to us a new car, or you know, they can just come and pick up that car, and then we can pick a cab or something to go to the airport. But they say no.
I felt just a kick in the gut. You know, your adrenaline's flowing. You have to figure out what do I need to do that we can get to the airport and get home. And I called the police, they're pretty worthless. Then a little later, a resident of the area, and there aren't many residents around there, who was walking his dog came by and he was furious. He said, you know, this happens a few times a day here and the police do nothing. They're over the hill, and when you call them, they come and they fill out the report. And the neighbors that are here are furious about this situation. The rental car, I called, like Cecilia said, and I knew they had an office nearby. And I'm like, look, we have glass all over. We have to drive 45 minutes, it's dark, to the airport, return this car, 75 miles an hour, it's gonna be cold. Could you please just bring us another rental car to take to the airport? No. So, okay, we do our best, we drive to the airport, we get there.
Yes, and then, you know, even that, we still need to get through to the airport, and Guaizhong deal with the, you know, the car rental. And so I help him to hold his phone, and then I saw a pop-up on the his phone. It's like some women sent to him a message and say, hey, we found your backpack. I said, what? Looked like, it's like he just joined a Facebook 2 months ago, you know, and then some women just send that and they say, how about maybe they blackmail us, maybe the thief. It's like they found, you know, and they found our paper and they want to blackmail us right now. So anyway, I don't know what to do. I hand the phone back to you, John.
So I've got the phone and I can't figure out quite what's going on either, but those backpacks also contained all my financial information. Anyone who wanted to steal my identity, there it was. We needed to get that back. So I called this person back, and she was incredible. She said, my son and I were near the Golden Gate, and we saw these two backpacks on the sidewalk, and he said, let's check those out. And so they did, and they dug through them, and they found my name, and she went on Facebook, and she tracked me down, and she's like, well, how can I return these? And I'm like, whoa, how can you return them? And I'm thinking, how fast can you return them? So I just said to her, ma'am, I said, oh, we need those back so badly. I will, if you put those in a cab and send them down here to the rental car, I promise I will send back $400 cash and you'll get it. We have to have those bags. We're in a hurry to get through security, get back to Vietnam. And she said, I'll call you back.
Wow. So you see, how is that? We actually, in you know, for a few hours, that actually is really upbreak me and feel so hopeful. It's like something will be happen. And then amazingly, he just, you know, her husband just come back from Germany, and then her husband drove to the airport and meet John with no phone at all. You know, no connect. We cannot connect with him. And then for some miracle, you know, it's like John been connect with his wife and tell where it will be meet, and then he hurry up there and get, you know, the bag. And you know what? Inside the bag, when we get back, all the paper is still there, but the all the electric is gone. But my Vietnamese identification still in there. And also all of my money still in there. And you know what? All the, you know, a lot of my important paper still in there. And that is, you know, where is that? In the very old envelope. I usually travel with that. You know, all of my important, I did put in there. It's still there. They didn't catch it. And then I'm just feel, it will help me, you know, save me a lot of time and effort to get back that. Is that one of the thing I very appreciate, you know?
So there's a place at SFO Airport where you can drive up and wait for people. And the woman called me back and she said, my husband's on his way. You have to get there to meet him. It was a couple terminals from where we were. So I leave Cecilia with all our luggage and I get there and I see this guy and he's got our bags. And I said, oh, thank you so much. What can I give you? And he said, absolutely nothing. He said, we're really happy to help. Returning these are our gift to you. And all you have to do is pass it forward. Show kindness to other strangers. Good luck on your flight home.
And yes, and you think that story end right there? No. So, you know, we get back our paper, everything. We feel so happy. On the flight home, we so feel really good, even we lost like a couple thousand or something. And then we have a great story talk with our friend, and then a big story is like, we get lost, a thing like that. And a couple months later in Vietnam, my friend, she sent to us an article about, theft ring in San Francisco. It's about $2 million worth of the iPad and computer. So we're joking with each other. Well, our iPad right there. Our computer is right there. Maybe because they said it's like the Antico said, it's like they will ship to Vietnam. I say maybe our neighbors still have it right now, our iPad, something. And then?
The police busted this massive theft ring that was sending stuff to Vietnam, and millions of dollars of stuff was warehoused in the Bay Area. A couple months after that article appeared in the Vietnamese press, I get an email from a policeman in East Bay Area of San Francisco, and the email says, "We think we have your iPad."
The first, the first we thought, wow, they blackmail us again. But actually not. And actually, we brave enough to reply to him.
So it was true. And he told me about all this stuff warehoused. He said, "We might even find your Mac laptop. We'll get back to you if we do." A friend of ours, John, in San Francisco, traveled over to the East Bay, got our iPad, gave it to our friend Gary from Wisconsin. A couple months later, Gary shows up in Da Lat, Vietnam, where we were, and says, "Here's your iPad back."
Yes, and it have a barcode in the back. It's like it's been dropped.
Right, it's got the police department barcode on the back, item whatever.
And souvenir.
So the moral of the story is unexpected gifts. The first fantastic gift was the kindness of this couple who went out of their way to return those bags to us and wanted nothing but us to behave similarly to strangers. And then the second unexpected gift was the iPad, which we still have.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, another round of applause for John and Cecilia.